Episode 2944, Silence the Lies.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having an extraordinary week. But honestly, how are you doing? Are you struggling? Are you one who needs prayer? Maybe you're just kind of caught up in the everyday. I want you to take a deep breath. It's Inspiration Motivation Day. Silence the lies. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, just so you know, our show goes live today. Head on over to pray.com. You can watch it there, 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 11:30 a.m. Eastern, and 8:30 a.m. Pacific. It is fun. It's something new. I think this is only our fifth episode, so I am learning. It's different being in front of the camera, but you know what? There are incredible things happening. And you know, with everything that goes on in our lives, sometimes we just have to look for the good. We have to see the blessings. We have to know that God is there. We have to see His God winks. But that means we have to be aware. With all the noise and distractions nowadays, it's hard to know where you're going. How can you live without overwhelm and establish a line of credit, hope for every day? Well, you got to silence the lies. Life is not all about what you accomplish, but also how you handle yourself during challenges and circumstances that throw you a curveball. I mean, come on, maybe it's for a touchdown, but you miss it. Do you want to be that kicker in the Super Bowl that goes for the field goal and loses the Super Bowl because of a three-pointer? Now, I'm not at all sitting here predicting what's going to happen in the Super Bowl, but I think we do live our lives that way. We paint this picture in our head, and then those lies creep in, those whispers of darkness. And what happens is we huddle in to those nooks and crannies of those lies, and they begin to become a part of us. And then we believe them. And then it becomes part of our story. No wonder we have a hard time imagining roses and rainbows, right? I mean, how can we? There's darkness all around. Now, I get it. It would be nice just to sit back and enjoy all the roses and rainbows we could. But we know also, in reality, life is not that easy. And if it was, you wouldn't become who God desires you to be. As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. A beautiful Proverbs 27:17. Are you one who is allowing the world to sharpen you? Are you saying, no, I want to be the one who helps sharpens others. Iron sharpens iron. Silence the lies. The one thing that holds us back is maintaining this need to be accepted. Why do we have to have that built in? I don't know. But that need for acceptance, that desire for relationships, it was put there for one main reason: our relationship with God. And if that's the only way you looked at it, man, it would change everything. But let's get back to earth here for a moment, okay? Let's get back to our reality, right? The lies that we keep hearing. Living in those dark corners of our life. What if, though, for a moment you could remove that feeling? What would that do for you? What if you didn't have to live in the dark corners? Would that open up your heart to more of what you're wanting in your life? Would you be able to dream more deeply? Would you be able to love more completely? And not just someone else, but specifically yourself. If you keep believing the whispers from afar, it will be near impossible for you to become who you are. Silence the lies that stir your heart. There you will be able to see from the start. The Lord said, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Where are you today? Are you grasping at straws? Are you thinking this is the end? Are you looking at your bank account going, I do not know how I'm going to make ends meet? I have got to go find another job, but then when am I going to spend time with my family? And yet everybody keeps telling me I need to be doing something else, but I don't even have the energy to do what I need to do now. Maybe you want to start a business. Maybe you want to write a book. Maybe you want to get out of the corporate world and come home. God's got plans for you. And also, God does not lie. So why not pay attention to what He is telling you? Silence the lies. Bury the overwhelm. Don't let worldly patterns and possessions cloud your actions. Take aim. Action ignites motivation. You can bend to the whispers you hear or lean into what God is saying and draw near. This is an ordinary day to be extraordinary. So go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Hey, don't forget the show today, 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. We'll see you soon. Pray.com. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.